We are 27 lines down from the top, or 26 lines up from the bottom. So basically, in the middle of the page on Vav Amud Beis, at the two dots, Lahashilan Velishalmehen. We mentioned in the Mishnah there's a prohibition to lend items to an idolater before their holiday and borrow items from them. So the Gemara asks, Bishlama Lahashilan the Kamarvahu, I understand that you shouldn't lend them items before their Yom Edom, because they're going to get benefit from it and they're going to be happy and azulamoda of alishol mehen, but borrow from them mute kamemaitlehu. You're taking things away from them, so they have less assets in their hand right now. So why should that be prohibited? Amar Abaye. Yeah, Abaye says you're right. Taking things away, borrowing from them shouldn't be prohibited. However, gzeira lishol mehen atu lehashilan. We make a gzeira not to borrow from them, in order that you don't come to lend them items. Rava Amar, Kula Mishem Azul Umodhu. All of this, the root is because of this concern of Azul Umodeh, whether it's borrowing from them or lending them something. Either way, we're concerned that the idolater is going to give thanks to his deity for being able to conduct some sort of business dealings with someone else. L'halvosan v'lilvos mehen. You're not allowed to lend money or borrow money from them before their Yom Edom. So the Gemara says, Bishlama l'halvosam mishum de kamarvachlahu. I understand that you're not allowed to lend them money because then they're getting benefit from you and they're going to be azulamoda. They're going to give thanks to their deity. El'lilvos mehen amai. But what's the problem with borrowing money from them? You're taking money away from them. That should be permissible. Amar Abaye, gzeira l'lilvos mehen atu l'halvosam. Abaye again comes along and says, we make a gzeira l'lilvos atu l'halvosam. We don't allow you to borrow money lest you come to lend them money. Rava Amar, kula mishum de azulamodahu. Again, says Rava, this is all under the category of Azul Umoda, whether it's lending money or borrowing money. And then, for good measure, the Gemara continues and says, Leporan v'lifro mehen, you are not allowed to collect money from, you're not allowed to pay them back or collect money from them before, 3 days before their Yom Edom. And the Gemara asks again the same question. Bishlama leforan, I understand that you're not allowed to pay back a debt you owe the idolater 3 days before his holiday. De kamarvachlu, he's getting benefit, and there'll be azulamoda. Ela lefroa mehen, but to collect money from him before his holiday. Meuti memailu, you're taking money away from him. He's not going to be azulamoda. Amar Abaye, gezeira lefroa mehen atu leforan. And again, there's a gezeira that we don't allow you to collect money from them in order that you don't come to pay them for the debt you owe them. Rava Amar Kul Mishum Das Lamoda. And again, Rava says it's all based on the prohibition of Azul Lamoda. So now that we've discussed these three cases, which are all, the root is exactly the same, and the gezeira is the same for each of them, the Gemara wants to know what was the point in the Arvar Mishnah to list each one of Lishol, Lahashilan, Velishol, Lahalvosan, Velilvos, and Leforan, Velifroa. Says the Gemara, Utsrichi. We need to list in our Mishnah all three of these cases. Why? De'i tana laseis v'laseisim mahen. If we only mention the first case of doing business with them, that it's prohibited. Because legitimately, when you do business, he's getting benefit. Whether he's buying or selling, you're doing business, he's going to get benefit, and therefore, he's going to give thanks to his deity. But when it comes to borrowing, where you're taking something away from him, then shop your dummy. I might have thought to say that borrowing would be permitted. Therefore, we needed the case of borrowing. V'itana lishol mehen, and if it only had the case of borrowing from an idolater, which is prohibited, I might have thought mishum dechashiva le'milsa. It's a chashiv thing. It's a nice thing. The fact that he borrowed, that he's lending something to you. He said, "Oh wow, look, I'm getting to lend a Jewish person one of my items." He's going to feel very good about that, and he'll give thanks to his idolater, his deity. V'azulamode avalilvos mehen, but to borrow money from an idolater, tsara ba'alma islay. The idolater, is going to feel pain about this. He's not going to be in a great mood. You might have thought to say that. Why? Because Amar tuvelo hadrizuze. The idolater might think he's never going to get paid back, and therefore you might have thought, you would have, if we didn't mention the prohibition of borrowing money from the idolater, you would have thought that it would be permissible to do. And if we did only taught that it's prohibited to borrow money from them, Mishum dekamar bal korche mifrina, because you can perhaps the idolater says, "Yeah, I'll be able to force my way to get my money back." Fahashta mi azilamodi, and as a result, he's going to give thanks to God that he's able to conduct business right now, and he's in a position, a financial position, to help others. Aval lifara mehen, but to collect money from him, desulo hadrizuse, that perhaps he'll assume that he won't get his money back. And therefore, you might have thought to say that you would be allowed to collect money from an idolater because he doesn't think he's ever going to get paid back for this type of business. And therefore, he's not going to give thanks to his deity. Therefore, the Mishnah adds that case in as well, that not only are you not allowed to pay him for a debt you owe him, that you are not allowed to collect a debt that he owes you as well. Nine lines up from the bottom, the Gemara continues at the two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nifroin Mehen. Rabbi Yehuda says you are allowed to collect money from them before 3 days before their holiday because it's sad for them for the fact that they have to pay money. The Gemara asks, "V'leislele Rabbi Yehuda, afal pi shemeitzer achshav smechul achar zman." The Gemara, if you look, remember the Mishnah said that the Chachamim prohibit a person to collect money from an idolater, a debt that the idolater owes you, even before the holiday. Why? Because even though now he said that he has to pay you the money on Yom Edom, the next day, or 2 days later, or 3 days later, he's going to be happy that he finally paid off the debt. So the Gemara asks, does Rabbi Yehuda not subscribe to this concept of being sad in the short term but happy in the long term? We actually have a case that seems to indicate Rabbi Yehuda does subscribe to that view, which would then contradict Rabbi Yehuda over here. Why would he subscribe there to the view and not in our Mishnah? V'hatanya, we learn in a Brisa and Moed Katan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Isha lo tasud b'moed mipnei shenivul hula, that a woman is not allowed to put on some type of plaster on her face to smooth the skin on Chol HaMoed because it's nivul. It makes her look ugly during the holiday. So we're going to prohibit during the Chol HaMoed. So we're not going to permit that because it sticks on her face for quite some time, this mask. Umoda Rabbi Yehuda b'sidchei cholol a couple of b'moed shetofalto b'moed. However, Rabbi Yehuda does admit that if it's a type of removable mask where that she can pull off the plaster on Chol HaMoed, then we would allow her to put it on and then take it off by the end of Moed going into Yontif. Why? Because afal pi shemetzira achshav. Because even though right now during Chol HaMoed it's bothering her, and perhaps it's bothering others who see her. Nevertheless, simcha hi lachar zman. But after she pulls it off and she's ready for yantif and it's removable, well, then it's a simcha. She's going to look much better. So therefore, you see, Rabbi Yehuda does subscribe to the concept of af al pi shemeitzer achshav sameachu laachar zman. So then, why does Rabbi Yehuda allow a Jew to collect a debt from a non-Jew before their Yom Edom? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Hanach lehilchos moed, dekulhu meitzer achshav, simcha lachar zman. You can't actually compare Chol HaMoed, says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, to our case of doing business with an idolater. Because the whole premise of all the halachos of Chol HaMoed are based on this idea that it bothers them now. It's a temporary bother, but it's going to be a simcha afterwards. As Rashi says, Kol ma she'tiru lasos b'moed, meterhu ba'oso sha. Anything that the rabbis permitted a person to do on Chol HaMoed, it's a temporary bother, kagon shchita, shechting the animal for the upcoming yantif, or tikkun su'uda, whatever you're preparing, that's all a bit of a bother, a temporary bother. Ve'tirulo, but the rabbis permitted it, mishum simcha delachar zman, shebesocha moed. You're going to have that simcha, betocha moed, on yantif, you'll be able to enjoy the benefits of that work. So you can't compare the category of Chol HaMoed, which is unique, where we will adopt the idea of Afal Pi Shemetzer Achshav Simcha Hu Lachar Zman to our case of doing business with an idolater. That, Rabbi Yehuda says, is a very different case. We're not going to apply that concept. Ravina offers an alternative answer. Ravina Amar Ovid Kochavim Elinyan Piron Le'olam Meitzer. That really Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to the concept of Afal Pi Shemeitzer Achshav Simcha Hu La'achar Zman, even with regards to our case of dealing with an idolater Lifnei Yom Edom. However, says Ravina, when it comes to an idolater paying off a debt, he is never going to be happy. Even after he paid it off, he's going to be bummed, and therefore, says Ravina, it doesn't matter. That's why it is permitted, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to collect money from an idolater, Lifnei Yom Edom.